Good evening, everybody, and welcome to yet another session. And I want to thank all of you for just going with the flow and adjusting to program changes. Tonight's session is strictly going to focus on the most important business of CCB, which is our elections for CCB officers and members of the board of directors. So I am going to start off by telling you that it's going to be very important that all of you have your voting group numbers for this election. They will be given out in case you have been misplaced, and we'll talk about what to do if you, for some reason, have lost that information. But what I am going to request right now, I'm going to give us all about 5 or so minutes for people to get a writing implement, device, note taker, quill, whatever, and just get something to write with, because phone numbers will be given out in just a few moments. And while you all are doing that, we're going to be doing some chapter of the year segments. And we are also going to be giving out some door prizes. So anyway, we will get all of that started. And hopefully all of you will have something to notate information with. So without further ado, Larry, please.
Hello, my name is Linda Samolsky. And I would like to nominate Active Blind Inland Valleys for the Chapter of the Year Award. We are small but mighty. Our chapter is comprised of two very large counties, so therefore it's hard for us to meet physically. We have found a way, though, and every few months we are all able to get together in Loma Linda, California, to meet at the Thai Spoon Restaurant for good food and good company. We also have members up and down the state, from Folsom to Santa Barbara, and further south to Menifee. Last summer, we were instrumental in beginning the writing of a resolution to improve paratransit services for people who are blind and to include those of all disabilities. This summer, we are working on our Disability Independence Day celebration, and we will meet at the Civil Rights Institute. We are working alongside of Helping Hands for the Blind and Linguistics Communication Development Center. We meet every third Saturday and also have a virtual hangout before our meeting.
All right, we will now go on to the next one.
Mr. President.
Sorry, Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. There are people calling the election volunteers. The polls are not open. Your vote will not count. So please do not call at this point in time
until the polls open. Yes, exactly. All right. Go ahead, Larry.
Good afternoon, all. I am Pamela Metz, and I'm president of the California Library Users of America, CALUA. We serve library users throughout the state of California. We work with the different libraries throughout the state of California. We discuss books. We discuss reading in Braille, in print, and audio. We discuss and talk to different authors. We also work on advocacy issues. We are working with the libraries right now on some of the issues that are affecting our state. Again, I am Pamela Metz, president of CALUA, California Library Users of America, and come join us at one of our discussions and have a great time talking about books.
The San Francisco chapter has been a pillar of the San Francisco and surrounding community for over 60 years. We were one of the first affiliates during the pandemic to start a chapter chat to keep connected to each other during lockdown and take care of each other. We also donated toiletries and personal products to blind people in San Francisco and in the East Bay, and donated such products to a local homeless services agency. Every year recently, we have held an event at the San Francisco Public Library called Hooray for Braille, where we educate the public about Braille and display different Braille products and also hold a children's story hour and play various other fun games. We also have a student access grant that we award to students between the ages of 8 and 18. The recipients win products such as Braille displays, laptops, mobile phones, and other adaptive technology to meet their educational goals. We also have a dedicated advocacy committee that works on accessibility goals. We have speakers at almost every meeting, thanks to our dedicated programs committee. Just so we have some fun every once in a while, we have an outings committee where we go to baseball games, walking tours, the exploratorium, and other fun things like Angel Island.
All right. So those are this evening chapter of the year nominees or entries. Anyhow, hopefully all of you have gotten the information, your writing devices. So we will now go ahead and give out the numbers that we're going to be using to call in. So here we go. For group one, last names beginning A through D, the number that you are going to call is 7587. Again, that's 7587. That is for group one, last names A through D as in David. Okay. The next group is last names ending in going from E through K. Your phone number is going to be 3246. Again, that number is going to be 3246. This is letters E through K. The next group is L through R, and that phone number is going to be 4868. Again, that number is going to be 4868. And that, again, is for L through R. And the final group is S through Z. Your number is going to be 3464. Again, that number is going to be 3464. All right. If you have forgotten your number or did not have a chance to take down the number during this time, there is an information number that we are providing. So if there is any problem with the voting, you've misplaced your number, you believe you should be given a number, the information number that you're going to call, 3967. That number again is 3967. Okay, I will be repeating this number during different times of these contests, so don't worry if you didn't write that down, but please keep that information number handy. Okay? Mm-hmm. The way this is going to work is, as I call the roll, I will be calling several chapters at once. Please either have your delegate or your alternate delegate ready to cast your vote. All right. So, starting with the first contest, the nominating committee has not made a recommendation for the position of first vice president due to a tie. So at this time, do I hear any nominations from the floor?
Mr. President?
Margie.
Thank you. I should say Margie. I'm sorry. I would like to place in the nominations the name of Chris Gray. Thank you.
The name of Chris Gray has been placed into nomination for the office of First Vice President. Do I hear any other nominations?
Mr. President?
Andrea?
This is Andrea. I would like to place into nomination the name of Regina Brink for First Vice President.
Okay, before anything, if you would please just say your first name, I would appreciate it, then I'll recognize you. The name of Regina Brink has also been placed into nomination for the position of First Vice President. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, we will go in order that the names were placed. So, Chris, do you have any speakers?
Yes, Mr. President, I certainly do. My speakers are two former CCB presidents, Mitch Pomerantz and Bob Acosta.
Okay, and how would you like that time allotted?
Probably 2.5, 2.5, or 3, 2.5. Probably 3 and 2. Because Bob may have things to say later in the evening.
Okay. So our timekeeper tonight is going to be Gabe. So just be listening for his voice. And Regina, who are your speakers?
My speakers are Steve Bauer and Jeff Tom.
Okay. And how would you like your time allotted?
2.5 minutes each.
Okay.
With Steve going first.
Great.
And Mr. President, this is Gabe.
Go ahead.
Unless anybody asks not to, I will give, given the longer times, I'll give a 30-second warning before the three minutes for the first speaker in Chris's case and the end of the time, and then in Regina's case at the 30 seconds before the 2.5 minute mark and the 5 minute mark.
All right. So, Chris, we will begin with your speakers. You said the first one was
Mitch Pomerantz.
Mitch Pomerantz. Okay. Go ahead, Mitch.
Thank you. Fellow CCB members, I come before you tonight to second the nomination of Chris Gray for First Vice President of the California Council of the Blind because CCB is in crisis. It has been in crisis since failing to file our taxes beginning in 2018 and subsequently losing our status as a 501c3 organization. I believe that Chris Gray is uniquely qualified to address this situation and has the necessary experience and expertise to get our not-for-profit status restored, not in 5 or 6 years, but in a year or less. Chris and I have had our differences over the 3+ decades in which we've served in leadership, both in CCB and the American Council of the Blind. Nonetheless, based on his many years on the ACB Board of Directors, including as president, and as executive director of the Missouri Council of the Blind, Chris Gray is the only candidate who can successfully resolve this year-long crisis in which our organization finds itself. As MCB executive director, Chris was successful in getting the 501c3 status of 8 MCB chapters reinstated, all in less than 8 months following the initial application. As Donna and I have been involved in this process for our local Lions Club Memorial Trust, I assure you that this is not an easy process to get done in a relatively short period of time. Chris has extensive experience working in the legislative arena as well. Missouri has had a blind pension for many years, and on 2 occasions that pension was threatened by the state legislature. Through visits and calls to legislators, multiple visits to the state capitol and by motivating MCB members to contact their district representatives on a regular basis, Chris was instrumental in saving Missouri's blind pension. Ladies and gentlemen, CCB is not only a membership organization,
30 seconds.
It is also a business. We need leaders that understand this reality and will do what must be done to reestablish our not-for-profit status so that our chapters and the state organization can legally fundraise, something that we cannot currently do. If you care about the future of the California Council of the Blind, I urge you to cast your vote for Chris Gray. Thank you.
Tell me when.
Thank you. Hey. Thank you. Thank you, Mitch. And we'll now go ahead with Bob.
Go ahead whenever you're ready, Bob.
Good evening, my dear friends of the California Council of the Blind. I plead with you to listen to me. I have been in the council for 68 great years. When I left the presidency, we had $2 million in the bank and 5,000 members. What is keeping us from getting it today? You know, suspension. We can't raise funds. We can't give scholarships. We can't help our fellow blind in the way we like to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Gray knows how to do it. We're harping on this because I think this is the most historic election we will ever have in the council. If we have a board that doesn't know how to handle suspension and get us done, we're ruined. At the candidates forum, ladies and gentlemen, the question of suspension came up. Four candidates said they didn't know what to do, and I don't blame them. I'm not sure I do all the time. But one man, as you know, stood up and said, not only does he know about it, he did it, as you heard. He lives in Nancy Pelosi's district, a powerful congresswoman in Washington, former Speaker of the House. And whether you like Nancy or not, she gets it done. He also sponsored the 90th birthday party of our beloved California Council of the Blind. Sadly, a few board members came and we thanked them for supporting us, but a lot of them didn't. And we had it on Zoom.
30 seconds.
Tremendous. I thought I heard 30 seconds. Tremendous thing to do there, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is fighting to reform the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind. He's also leading a summit of librarians of libraries in San Francisco. This man is retired. He can concentrate just on assisting our president, and that's enough. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Mr. President, this has nothing to do with this election. A quick item, if I may.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, people are voting for chapter of the year through the election volunteers, and it's just taking them away from potentially getting your votes.
People, pay attention to the elections. We are not voting chapter of the year. Not. That will come tomorrow. Sorry. All right, so we will now go with Regina Speakers. And Regina, did I hear you say Steve was going to start first?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Steve, go ahead.
I speak in support of Regina Brink running for first vice president of the California Council of the Blind. I've been on the board with Regina and found myself working with her on several CCB committees, resolutions, of course, also working on the rewrite for our mission statement, formulating our code of conduct policy. And I come to have a great respect for her knowledge and understanding of CCB that she's gained in the 8 years that she's been a member. She also has the ability to listen to others and clearly communicate shared ideas that come about. And then let's talk about Regina's initiative. For example, a committee was appointed by the president to rewrite our mailing list rules, all of us dreading the task of reworking a lengthy and overcomplicated document. Before our first meeting, Regina emailed us with a draft she'd written, clarifying wording, eliminating even more wording, and reordering sections so they made more sense. Our work was almost done. Regina served as the president of the Capital Chapter, and she currently serves as president of Inclusive Diversity of California, which she helped found. She has leadership experience outside of CCB as well. She worked for 10 years as volunteer coordinator for the Sacramento Society for the Blind, increasing their number of active volunteers from 200 to 750. For 4 years, she served as chair of the Sacramento chapter of directors of volunteers in agencies, and she served for 3 years as the assistant director of Short Center Repertory Theater. CCB needs Regina's ability to listen to people and to communicate. I urge you to vote for Regina Brink for first vice president.
Thank you, Steve. And we'll move on to Jeff.
Mr. President and members, I am here to speak in support of Regina Brink for first vice president. I want to comment on a few of the areas in which I have worked closely with Regina. First, she is, as you know, our current Director of Governmental Affairs. She is a quick learner. She understands advocacy and the policies that we support and oppose. She takes incredible initiative. She is willing to listen to others, oftentimes those with whom she may disagree. And what's really important about Regina is she not only listens, but at times she will change her opinion based on valid reasoning on a particular issue. She is one of the few people that really takes that to heart in this organization, and I applaud her for that. I also want to talk about Regina as the former president of the ACB Capital Chapter. Regina literally saved our chapter. We were in crisis. We had problems between members. The president had resigned, and we were on the verge of perhaps splitting up and maybe even dissolving. And yet, it was Regina that saved the chapter and has built the chapter from around 30 members to over almost 45 members, I should say. Regina has done a fantastic job with this chapter, and she has made it into something that we can be proud of. She will do the same as first vice president of this organization. Finally, she too has worked on nonprofits and has worked with nonprofits that have had their tax exemption pulled. She worked to get it reinstated. Thus, I urge you to vote for Regina Brink, the future of this organization. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. So now we will go into the vote. We will open up the phones now. So just in case anybody did not write down information, the information line for any technical issues will be 3967. Again, 3967. The first grouping of the night will be the ACB Capital Chapter, Active Blind Inland Valleys, Bayview Chapter, and Braille Revival League of California. If you could please have your delegates ready. Thank you. So, starting with the ACB Capital Chapter, the delegate, Joe Green.
This is Jeff Tom, the alternate delegate, and the ACB Capital Chapter will cast its 9 votes for Regina Brink.
So ACB Capital Chapter casts 9 votes. Active Blind Inland Valleys.
This is Margie. We vote 0.5 Brink and 4.5 Gray.
0.5 Brink, 4.5 Gray. Bayview Chapter. Delegate is Patty Nash.
4 votes for Regina Brink and 1 vote versus Chris Gray.
4 votes Brink, 1 vote Gray. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes.
Braille Revival League of California cast 3 votes, Chris Gray, 2 votes, Regina Brink.
3 votes, Gray, 2 votes, Brink. California, okay, so here's the next group. CAAVL, California Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
9-1.
And if you can please mute, I would really appreciate it. CCCLV.
Ed Crespo.
Hang on a second. California Diabetics in Action. And California Library Users of California. Ed, I'll recognize you.
Yeah. 3 for Chris, 2 for Regina.
Okay. And what affiliate are you with?
CCCLV.
Okay. Thank you very much. And state your vote, please, again.
Okay. 3 Chris, 2 Regina.
Okay. CAAVL votes 3 Chris.
No.
No, no.
I'm sorry.
CCCLV. Citizens, California Citizens, Low Vision.
That's right. And that's 3
Chris.
Chris.
2.
And 2 Brink.
Right.
All right. Thank you. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes.
This is Frank Welty with a correction.
No, they just voted.
CCCLV just voted. You skipped CAAVL.
I am so sorry. I meant to go to
California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss.
Go ahead.
Votes 2.5 votes for Chris Gray, 2.5 votes for Regina Brink.
CAAVL 2.5 Brink, 2.5 Gray. Okay.
This is Christy, California Diabetics in Action.
Go ahead.
We vote 4 votes Gray, 1 vote Brink.
California Diabetics in Action, 4 votes Gray, 1 Brink. Library Users?
California Library Users of America votes 3 votes Brink, 2 votes Gray.
3 votes Brink, 2 votes Gray.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. The next grouping is going to be Contra Costa, Fresno, Burbank, and let's do GSGDHI. So we will start with Contra Costa, Lori Van Ellen. Do we have either Lori or Earl? Okay, we will come back to Contra Costa. CCB Fresno chapter.
This is David for CCB Fresno chapter. 5 votes for Regina Brink.
Fresno chapter, 5, Regina.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Are we supposed to be calling our personal votes in at the same time?
Yes. Go ahead and call your votes in.
Thank you.
Okay. Glendale Burbank chapter. 5 votes.
I think, am I unmuted?
Yes.
This is Denise Albritton, Burbank Glendale chapter. And it's 2.5 votes for Regina Brink and 2.5 votes for Chris Gray.
2.5 Brink, 2.5 Chris Gray.
Thank you.
GSGDHI, 5 votes.
Hi, this is Vida.
We vote 4 Brink, 1 Gray.
Okay, GDSGHI votes 4 Brink. one gray. So we'll now go with
This is Earl from Contra Costa.
We will get back to you at the end, Earl. We'll catch all of the people that were missed. Thank you.
All right.
Greater Bakersfield Council will be up, and then we'll go with Greater Los Angeles and High Desert Chapter and Inclusive Diversity. So Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind. Go ahead.
That would be 5 votes for Gray.
Okay. Bakersfield Chapter votes 5 votes Gray. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 5 votes.
Greater Los Angeles Chapter casts 4 votes for Regina Brink, 1 vote for Chris Gray.
Greater Los Angeles casts 4 votes gray. I'm sorry, 4 votes green, 1 vote. I'm so sorry. 4 Regina. Votes Brink, 1 vote gray. All right. High Desert Chapter. 5 votes. I'm sorry, 6 votes.
Maybe. Yes, Robert Acosta here. We cast 5 votes for Chris Gray.
5 votes Gray. Inclusive Diversity, California, 5 votes.
This is Regina Brink, and we cast 0.5 for Gray, 4.5 for Brink.
0.5 Gray, 4.5 Brink.
Guillermo, this is Andrea with a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, you said High Desert had 6 votes. They only cast 5.
Ah, yes.
So Bob needs to say whether he's casting.
Go ahead, Bob, and correct your vote.
I did. No, my vote is for Chris Gray. You're the one who said 6. Or whatever. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It was...
It's whatever the credentials chair said.
Give me... Yes, it is 6 votes. So all votes gray?
All of them for Chris Gray. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll call Orange County, San Bernardino, San Diego, and San Francisco.
This is Suzanne with Orange County. We cast 4 for Brink, 1 for Gray.
Okay. 4 Brink, 1 Gray for Orange County.
Yes.
San Bernardino. San Bernardino, do we have either Theodore or Deborah?
San Bernardino, all 6 votes for Chris Gray.
San Diego Braille Club? Six votes.
Hey, Guillermo, you didn't repeat.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. San Bernardino Chapter, all 6 votes, Chris Gray. San Diego Braille Club? 6 votes. So we're looking for either Charlene. Is she on?
Don't see her.
Okay. Or Ethel Kirtley?
Don't see her either, sorry.
Okay. San Francisco Chapter, 8 votes.
Sheila Gunn, I have 4 for Chris Gray and 4 for Regina.
4 Gray, 4 Brink?
Correct.
So we will call San Gabriel Valley, Silicon Valley. And yes, yeah, so San Gabriel and Silicon Valley. So let's go with the San Gabriel Valley.
5 votes for Chris Gray.
5 votes, Chris Gray. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind.
Hi, we have 11 for Regina and 2 for Chris Gray.
11 Brink, 2 Gray. And that, my friends, concludes the affiliate vote.
Mr. President, are you going to go back to San Diego Braille Club and see if they got on?
We're going to go back to
Contra Costa.
Contra Costa first.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, this is Earl from Contra Costa. 4 for Brink, 1 for Gray.
4 Brink, 1 Gray. Okay. San Diego Braille Club. San Diego Braille Club. And for the final time, San Diego Braille Club. All right, this ends the affiliate vote. So we will give our tally people some time to tally up the individual as well as the affiliate vote.
Mr. President, this is Gabe.
Go ahead.
Were we going to wait until we have confirmation that the stream has ended your calling of the roll and then count 2 minutes till the polls officially close?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. President, and I don't have that confirmation yet, so let's not count the 2 minutes as of yet.
It is ended now. They're actually, you're going back over the 2 clubs that didn't answer earlier. Once that's done, then it'll be done.
Right.
He did that.
I did.
Charlene,
with the standing with the,
go ahead, yeah, Charlene.
That's what's on the screen right now. Club.
Okay, Charlene, I'll recognize you.
Okay, I had troubles getting into this. I just digging through all my emails to find the connection. It just was
interesting. It's okay. You're just in time to cast your vote for your chapter.
Okay, and what are we casting?
Who's up? Regina Brink and Chris Gray.
Chris Gray.
All your votes?
Yes, all the votes. 8 votes. No, 6 votes. Chris Gray.
One moment. So, San Diego Braille Club casts, excuse me.
Waiting for tallies.
Okay,
so San Diego Braille Club casts 6 votes, Gray.
Correct.
So we can begin the 2 minute count.
Yes.
And Gabe, if you'll give me that time, then I can let my volunteers know.
Sure.
Okay, starting a 2 minute timer.
So there's 1 minute left, and if somebody left a voicemail message, that vote cannot move.
She said she would not, and later texted me again, W her vote.
So they'd need to call back.
Yes, please call back on the number that you
tells me I now have five voicemails.
Somebody
would you like to reply?
Okay. So please do not leave any messages on the information mailbox. If for some reason they don't answer in that information mailbox, in that information phone number, please give us a call back.
Guillermo, this is Allison. You have a raised hand. It's Christy Crespin.
Go ahead, Christy.
I just see a whole bunch of people unmuted, and I would really appreciate if, Christy, when we're not talking,
can you let the host do her job? We really appreciate it. Thank you.
I can mute people if you need me to.
Yeah, please do.
Yep. And Margie has her hand raised.
Margie.
Mr. President, I may have missed this. Did we say that we could text in our votes?
I said voting was open, but yes, I will be more specific next time.
Thank you, sir.
We're down to about our last 15 seconds. 5 seconds. That is 2 minutes, Mr. President.
All right, let the counting of the votes commence.
Send text message to voting.
What do you want to say to voting?
You need to mute, Jeff. All right. So I'm going to throw out a question. And this was one that I was going to have Lisa put out. What has been one of the most inspirational moments that you've had in your convention memories?
I have one. This is Andrea.
Go ahead.
When I was in, it was either Reno in 2011 or Phoenix in 2010. I cannot remember. I was in a workshop, and all of a sudden, I heard a voice across the room, a voice I recognized from grammar school, a voice I had not heard for probably 20 years, and it was Susan Glass. And I was so excited and so thrilled to reconnect with her. Her name wasn't Glass then. But I was so excited to find her and to reconnect with her. And then I'd had the chance, because we'd both kind of gone our separate ways and done different things, but we were very close growing up. And it was just such a thrill for me.
That's really cool. It's kind of interesting who you run into. Anybody else want to share some stories?
Mr. President Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, we had just gone into ACB in 86, and we won it. And then, though, in those days, they bid. They had tea parties, they had dinners, they had speeches, and California won the 87 convention in Los Angeles. Hundreds of people. California had about 600 sitting out there. Many of you were there. And that was my greatest thrill, because they said, wait 20 years and bid. Well, they didn't know California. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Roger.
When the convention was in Little Rock, Arkansas, I don't know that I know, can say what year that was, but I was parliamentarian of ACB at that time. And therefore, I was sitting up at the table in the front. And all of a sudden, a man came up to me and said, Roger Peterson, I'm glad to meet you. It's Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton was governor at that time, and he was there to welcome us to Little Rock for our convention. And he saw my tag, and he just came up and said hello to me. I appreciated that.
Aisha, go ahead and unmute.
Wow, that's amazing. What a memory, Roger.
Debbie Armstrong.
Hang on a second. Aisha, go ahead and unmute. She had texted that she wanted to share something.
We do have three raised hands.
Okay. Is Aisha one of them?
I don't believe so. We have a couple of phone numbers. I don't know who they are.
All right. So we will go ahead then, and we'll go with Debbie.
Yeah, so I really wanted to attend a convention, but it is one of my busiest work weeks right after 4th of July, so I never had a chance. And then COVID hit, and the convention was virtual, and it was so nice because my job is mostly emailing and answering phone calls, so I was able to participate in almost all the convention, and it was so wonderful. And I'm back on mute.
All right, and let's go back and... deal with the raise, see who the raised hands are.
Okay. Well, first up is Christy.
Go ahead.
No.
So last summer, I mean, I could name so many names so many times, but last summer I invited Ed and I invited the California Diabetics in Action Board to come, and some other people from our chapter from Active Blind and Lynn Valleys. And we had our own convention while attending the virtual convention. And that was so fun. And I hope we get a chance to do it again, but this year we'll be in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. Who do we have next, Allison?
We have telephone number 760 ending in 879.
All right. Go ahead and unmute.
That would be me. That's Linda. And yes, Christy, that was really fun. We had lunch at my house and it was great. Anyway, one lesson I learned at a convention, I believe it was in Fresno or Sacramento. And I was at a wine and cheese tasting event. And I was serving the wine, and someone, I think it was Richard, walked up, and I said, I had been serving sodas in the beginning, and I said, hello, would you like ice with your wine? And he said, you never serve ice with wine. And I didn't know. So that was a lesson well learned.
Amen.
This is Marvelina. May I give a memory? I don't know how to raise my hand.
Sure, go ahead.
I have a memory that I'd like to share. So, Chris was elected president of ACB, and his first president report was in Houston, Texas. And halfway through his, he had written notes and all that. Halfway through his report, his Braille note died. And he managed to just go on. Nobody had any idea, but he had written all his notes as Braille note died. But he managed to do it anyway, and I've always been proud of him. Thank you.
I do remember that. Anybody else?
We have several more hands. So.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. President, do you want me to email you the vote totals for the two candidates?
Please.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
Okay, ready for the next hand?
Yes.
It's telephone number 951 ending in 342.
Hi, my name is Nancy Younger. Yes, hi, my name is Nancy Younger. I went to St. Louis in 2018 for the ACB National Convention, and I was sitting waiting for a tour, and I was talking to somebody. They said, my name is John. I'm Nancy. My name is John. I said, John Ray, he was a pen pal I had many years ago from Canada, and I met him for the first time, and also... at the banquet, I won the Braille Forum, first prize for the Braille Forum, $5,000. I said, I'm shocked. I'm sure everyone heard me. those are my memories. Thank you.
That's great.
And next up is Chris Gray.
Chris.
So Roger brought this to my mind, and I'll share it. It was also at the Arkansas convention. And I think it was 1988, Roger. I'm pretty sure about that. Anyway, I was staying in a different hotel. I came into the main hotel, and this very young girl came up to me, and she said, my name is Chelsea. Can I help you find something? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. I told her where I wanted to go, And she couldn't have been more than 7 or 8, probably too young to be a volunteer today. But anyway, so I took her arm and we began walking, and I told her my name. We got acquainted. I said, "How did you find out about this convention?" She said, "My daddy's the governor. His name is Bill Clinton. And he told me there's a bunch of blind folks that needed my help down in your hotel here in downtown Arkansas. He said, get on down there and do something useful for a change." And I was shocked for a second, but I just laughed. I said, "Well, you're doing something very useful. Thank you."
All right, folks, we have results. So how do we remind me how we usually do this? Do I rate the results, or do I have our treasurer do it? Gabe?
Traditionally, we've always had the treasurer do it, but if you have the totals there, I don't see any reason why you can't do it.
Okay.
This is your convention, Mr. President. You do the way you want.
All right. So we will first start with the delegate totals. For Regina Brink, the vote was 67. For Chris Gray, the vote was 61. For the individual vote, the vote for Regina Brink was 51, and for Chris Gray, 35. Congratulations, Regina. Would you like to say something?
Thank you. Thank you. I am honored and humbled, and I promise to bring that passion and be ready to learn and listen, even to those of you that disagree with me. Thank you.
Thank you, Regina, and congratulations. Chris, would you like to say something?
Regina, congratulations. We had a great campaign. There were a few surprises along the road, but I absolutely wish you the best as first vice president. I will support you in every way that I can. And to my supporters, the night ain't over yet.
Okay. So with that vote behind us, the nominating committee has placed into nomination for the position of secretary, Steve Bauer. Do I have any other nominations from the floor?
Mr. President, Bob Acosta, not running. Just want to be recognized, please.
Go ahead.
I nominate Chris Gray.
The Bob Acosta has placed into nomination the name of Chris Gray for the position of secretary. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Hearing none.
Regina.
Go ahead.
Since Steve is on the slate, he stays there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Steve, who are your speakers?
My speakers are going to be Rob Turner and Andrew DeKlotz.
All right, and how much time are you allotting for each?
2.5 each.
All right. And Chris, who are your speakers?
Steve, I owe you an apology, but the membership also. I was answering a text. I did not have any intention of running against Steve Bauer. And I apologize for that and for not
against Alice Turner.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So Chris has withdrawn his name from nominations?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I look forward to working with you.
Okay. Me too.
Mr. President, before we have another election, just so we are clear, there were a few emails last time, not enough to have turned things around. However, and some of them may or may not have gotten back in and texted, but I don't want to see any votes potentially lost. So please do not email your votes in, either phone in or text your votes in. And I apologize for that mix-up, but...
Well, and it was in your voting instructions.
Yes, please follow those instructions. Thank you.
Mr. President?
Regina.
I move that we vote for Steve Brower by acclamation.
Rob seconds.
Okay, so there has been a motion and a second to elect Steve Brower by acclamation. If there is any opposition, please signify by raising your hand. Allison?
No raised hand, sorry.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, congratulations once again.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate everyone's support, and I look forward to working more with the council and doing more great legislative stuff and getting our fundraising back on track.
All right.
Mr. President, before we go on to the next election or next nomination, if the president of the Bakersfield chapter could call the helpline, that would be greatly appreciated.
And if you need that number, and for the benefit of everybody else, 3967. Again, 3967. So let's break up the tension here a little bit. Lisa, are you ready for a door prize or two?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's do a $25 Amazon gift card from the Fresno chapter.
Yay, Fresno!
Hold on, let me shuffle the wheel real good. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
And the winner is Tony Ames. Congratulations, Tony.
Yay, Tony.
Mr. Chair, you have a raised hand whenever you want to take it.
Go ahead with a raised hand.
It's Denise.
Oh, I just had a question. Since the vote was done by acclamation, do we still call in the vote to that number or no?
No.
No, we're good, Denise. Okay. I will let you know when you need to send votes in.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm a first-time delegate, so thank you for
your patience. You're doing good. Not a problem.
Okay, are we ready for another one?
Irma, maybe it would be good to quickly define acclamation just in case somebody doesn't know.
So acclamation means that everybody is unanimous in the vote. All right, Lisa, door prize, por favor.
Okay, so let's do a really big one. And this one is a $50, I believe, a cash prize from President Guillermo Robles. So now I really got to shuffle this wheel good. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. And the winner of $50 is Jason Holloway. Congratulations, Jason.
Yay, Jason. That's awesome. All right. Are y'all ready to do some more voting? If not, we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, we have to do it.
All right. So moving on to the next contest. For the first director seat, the name of Alice Turner has been placed into nomination. No. Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Christy has her hand raised.
Who does?
Christy?
Christy, go ahead.
We did it.
I nominate Chris Gray.
The name of Chris Gray has been placed into nomination. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? And for the final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? All right, so this will be a contested vote. Chris, who are your speakers this time?
Mr. President?
Go ahead.
This is Vita. Once someone has done their speeches for the evening...
It'll be 1 minute speeches.
Okay. That's a new one. Thank you.
Well, that's in the standing rules.
Yes, it is.
So, I know that Bob had less of a time previously. Bob, would you like to make any comments as a nominator in this round?
They're not.
Remember, people, if you're not talking, please mute.
Yeah, Bob may be muted, but he may have taken a break too. Who knows? But Mr. President, I would say that let me let this play itself out, and I'll relinquish my 1 minute.
Okay. So you'd like to just go ahead without speakers?
That's correct.
Okay. And Alice, who do you have?
Yes, I have Jeff Tom and Vivian Younger, and Jeff will go first.
Okay. So, and how do you want to allot that time?
2.5 each, please.
Okay, go ahead. Jeff.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. You know, we have two fine candidates here, but I rise in support of Alice because we need potential future leaders for this organization. And I think that Alice will be not only a fine board member now, but will be a potential future leader as time goes on. Alice has shown very brightly in so many areas. For example, as the co-chair of the Governmental Affairs Committee, she helped mentor people. She went at least once to Washington, D.C. She was always willing to lend a hand wherever necessary, and she understood the issues that presented themselves for the organization. In convention committee, I liken her to an E.F. Hutton. She doesn't talk too often, but when she does talk, people listen because she always has something incredibly insightful to say. What I finally want to emphasize is that Alice has a long history in working for nonprofits, both within the blindness field at the Vista Center and outside of our field. I think she will be a force towards making something happen with our nonprofit status, and I think she will also be a force in making sure that, you know, we have good governance throughout her tenure on the board of directors. Thank you very much.
All right. And the next speaker.
Okay, it's Vivian. Well, I want you guys to know that I have known Alice in different ways. She was a coworker, a friend, still is a friend, of course. And she is exemplary of a board member from the inside out. And what I mean by that is that first we'll go for the intrinsic. And that, you know, whether she's meeting somebody for the first time or speaking with someone who's been in CCB for a long time, she knows how to embrace you, lift you up, encourage you, even when you don't realize what you have. She has a way to help you shine. And I just really value that. She also has written grants and has been involved in fundraising. She has been in management for over 20 years. And she has, of course, wonderful, wonderful writing, speaking skills. Alice knows how to blend the outside community with the CCB community because she has gone through all the steps of leadership. She's been a board member of the GSGDHI. She has been president, and she is right now, of the SVCB, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. And I have just watched her do a lot of mentorship. She loves to collaborate. She is a team player. And I have had a chance to see that from all directions. And I think the most important thing about Alice is that she listens. And when she has something to say, it is very thoughtful, respectful, and she really sees people from where they are in the moment. And I value that, and I hope you do too. Thank you.
Thank you, Vivian. So the voting will commence. You are now ready to go ahead and text in your votes. And so with that said, we will commence with the delegate vote. And it's going to be ACB Capital Chapter, Active Line.
Debbie Armstrong.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I'm queuing people up here. So ACB Capital Chapter. You need to mute. Please, people, if you are not talking, please mute. I know you all want to get in to cast your votes publicly, but please mute. Okay, so ACB Capital Chapter, Active Blind Inland Valley, Bayview, and Braille Revival League. You guys are up first. So remember, if any problems with the vote, 3967. Again, that's 3967 if you're having any difficulty. Deborah Armstrong.
You said text your vote, whereas before you said don't text your vote. So you're confusing people.
No. Well, people were asking if they wanted votes when they were allowed to text their vote. So I'm letting people know that go ahead and text your vote now. ACB Capital Chapter.
ACB Capital Chapter says 8 votes for Alice, 1 vote for Chris.
8 votes Alice, 1 vote Chris. Active Blind Inland Valleys.
3 votes Gray, 2 votes Turner. Regina Marita's
joined to. Okay. Bayview yes. Chapter.
Are you going to repeat that vote?
Give me 1 second. Wait, hang on, Patty, one moment. So, just to confirm, 3 votes Gray, 2 votes Turner?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you all for keeping me on my toes. And if you guys would just please wait until you're recognized. Thank you. Bayview Chapter.
5 votes Alice Turner.
5 votes Turner. And if we could have California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and California Diabetics in Action come up. Let me find my place. Braille Revival League of California. Five votes.
Five votes, Alice Turner.
Five votes, Alice Turner. California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, five votes.
Two votes, Chris Gray. Three votes, Alice Turner.
Two votes, Gray. Three votes, Turner. California Citizens with Low Vision.
Three votes, Alice. Two votes, Chris.
Three votes, Alice. Two votes, Chris. California Diabetics in Action, five votes.
Three votes, Gray. Two votes, Turner.
Okay. If we could have on deck.
Could you say, repeat, please?
I'm sorry. Three votes, Gray. Two votes, Turner. Contra Costa Chapter, CCB Fresno, and Glendale Burbank. So we will go and start with California Library Users of America, five votes.
California Library Users of America votes two Gray, three Turner.
Two Gray, three Turner. Contra Costa Chapter?
Laura Van
Five votes.
Three votes for Gray and two votes for Turner.
Three Gray, two Turner. Fresno Chapter, five votes.
Fresno Chapter, five votes, Alice Turner.
Five votes, Turner. Okay, so if we can have on deck Golden State Guide Dogs, Greater Bakersfield, and Greater Los Angeles. So now we begin with
Glendale Burbank?
Glendale Burbank, yes.
This is Denise Albritton, Glendale Burbank chapter, and five votes for Chris Gray.
Glendale Burbank votes five, Gray.
Thank you.
Golden State Guide Dogs, five votes.
Four votes, Turner, one vote, Gray.
Four Turner, one Gray. Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, five votes.
Four Turner, one Gray.
Four Turner, one Gray. Okay. Greater Los Angeles, five votes.
Greater Los Angeles chapter casts four votes for Alice Turner, one vote for Chris Gray.
Okay, so we will now have on deck High Desert, IDC, and Orange County. High Desert.
Five votes for Chris Gray.
Bob, you have six votes.
Oh, sorry. Six votes for Chris Gray. We have 28 members. Great, I'll take them.
Six, Gray.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Inclusive Diversity of California. Five votes.
4.5 for, this is Regina Brink. 4.5 for Alice Turner. 0.5 for Chris Gray.
Orange County, five votes. Orange County, five votes. Okay, we will come back to Orange County. Okay, we will have San Gabriel, San Diego, and San Francisco, and San Gabriel. So let us go with some...
Guillermo, Suzanne wasn't there. Do you want to wait till the end or just go ahead and be...
I will call you at the end.
Yes. Okay, that's fine.
So San Bernardino chapter. Five votes. Excuse me, 6 votes. Again, San Bernardino, 6 votes. Moving on. San Diego Braille Club.
4 votes, Turner, 2 votes, Gray.
4 Turner, 2 Gray. San Francisco. And you have
8 votes.
8 votes, yes.
Is it all right if you call me at the end? I'm still counting.
Sure, we'll come back to you.
Okay, thanks.
San Gabriel Valley, 5 votes. San Gabriel Valley.
5 votes for Chris Gray.
5 Gray. Okay. Silicon Valley. 13 votes.
13 votes for Alice Turner.
13 Alice Turner. All right. So going back, we're going to go to Orange County. Orange County.
Sorry about that. 4 votes for Alice, 1 for Chris.
4 votes Alice, 1 Chris. Okay. San Bernardino, did we get your vote? San Bernardino?
I see his number.
Okay. San Francisco. San Francisco.
That was close. 4 votes, Alice, and 4 votes, Chris.
4 votes, Alice. 4 votes, Chris.
Yep.
Okay. And just because the Zoom gods can be pretty bad, we will call on San Bernardino one more time. San Bernardino.
If you're on a phone, it's star 6 to unmute.
So we are looking for either Theodore or Deborah Gossett.
Okay.
All right. So this ends the delegate count, and we will continue to have the member count going.
Mr. President, once I hear confirmation that the stream has caught up with you finishing the delegate call, I will set a 2-minute timer and we will commence that countdown. Just want to prove that I'm still paying attention to you.
Thank you. Yes,
you're welcome.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't gotten totally distracted by this debacle of a basketball game.
I'm going to step away for just one moment.
Larry, are you still monitoring the stream?
I am.
The delegate count just ended.
On the stream?
Yes.
Okay.
2 minutes. I'll
set a timer. For some reason, my timer on my watch has not saved the 2 minute timer, so I have to do it through voice command. I won't say the assistant's name, but we are counting down now.
I am back.
Okay. With about a minute 45 to spare.
And Margie has her hand raised.
Go ahead, Margie.
Are we taking memories?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, I want to correct. Arkansas was in 86, and the only reason I remember that is I was very pregnant, and I was a scholarship recipient, and Leroy Johnson stopped me from falling off the stage. But I want to talk about California. I remember at the Holiday Inn getting an award for the Baby Zepeda case, and I was crying when I received it. And I said, they can't take our babies anymore. And I went to my table and I sat down, and then I won the $1,000 drawing, and I went up there laughing. So I'm an emotional person.
Mr. President, Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Respectfully, I was the national convention coordinator. It was 88, but who cares? That story she told was beautiful. Thank you. But it was 88.
Semantics. Anyway.
Mr. President, this is Nikki.
Go ahead, Nikki.
I was a member of the California Council of the Blind San Francisco chapter for many, many years. As a matter of fact, Chris and I were both members of the Golden Gate chapter at the same time. But I never went to any of the conventions because I couldn't afford them. But there was one in Burlingame that I was able to go to. And when I got down there, I said, well, what can I do to help? And they said, well, you like dogs, don't you? And I said, oh, I love dogs. They said, okay, so you can be in charge of the doggy poop area. So that's where they stuck me. But it was so much fun because all the dogs came in and they were all over me. And I got to meet their owners. And so I got to meet a lot of people from outside the San Francisco area, which was wonderful. So
hey, Mr. President?
Yes, sir?
We are past our two-minute timer. I just did not want to interrupt the speaker.
Go ahead.
No, our two timers are up,
so we can go ahead and just count. Yep.
Not went off in the middle of her speaking, and I didn't want to interrupt. So. No problem. I was trying to be polite. I'd rather err on the side of giving an extra 15 or 20 seconds.
President, we have currently 3 raised hands. Would you like to recognize those?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
For those of you that have sent emails to the convention at .ccb mailbox, your vote will not be counted. You need to text in your vote.
Hey, Charlene, you are up first.
Okay, I don't remember the year. The location was in Los Angeles. We were at Holiday Inn when the power went out. And what I remember about that is the fact that we weren't bothered by that and running up and, you know, heading up the stairs instead of worrying about the elevator. But security's going, oh, you can't go up there. You're going to get hurt. And then I was in our room assisting people with a readjustment period of time. And I would hear people out in the hall periodically yelling, I can't find my room, knowing they're all brown. I was, okay, what room are you looking for? They'd tell me how to go find the room and go back to readjustment providing. But it was quite a lot of fun.
Hey, Andy, you may unmute.
Go ahead.
Okay, Andy. This is Andy, and I don't know why Arkansas is significant here, but anyway, Bill Clinton spoke to the convention, and The hotel was right across the street from the governor's mansion. And in front of the governor's mansion was an extensive lawn. And Governor Clinton said something to the effect, he says, I want to ask you, he says, are you guys Republicans? And he says, the reason I'm asking is because all these all your dogs are crapping on my lawn.
Hey, our next raised hand is Regina.
Go ahead, Regina.
Well, I have a recent story. It was last year in Jacksonville, Florida. And we'd gone to a really nice steakhouse, and we had a great lunch with about three new people and three friends that we'd had for a while. It was just amazing. And I had to facilitate a program. And so we had to be back by 3 so I could meet with the other facilitator before it started. So everyone said, you know, because we're in big groups, wow. And they said, you get the first Uber. So we got the Uber, and the person came out and she said, you cannot fit in my car. And I said, we can fit. And she was like, well, you cannot fit. You have 3 large adults and a large dog. And for those of you that don't know, I'm 4'10". And I said as much to her, and she said, you just won't fit. And she had like a mid-sized car, like a Malibu. So finally, they said, well, we'll get a different car and you go in that car. And they sent a Kia, and the dog fit.
Oh, wow.
All right. Next up, we have area code 626 ending in 388. You may unmute.
Go ahead.
Oh,
okay. Mr. President, the votes have been emailed to you. Sorry, I'm just telling the president.
Go ahead, Mitch, and then we'll get to results.
Okay.
I didn't join CCB for accolades, for awards, and same with ACB. But the two moments that come to mind, one was in the early 2000s when CCB put me into the CCB Hall of Fame. And last year at our convention, as some of you know, our closest friends are Michael and Peggy Garrett. We travel with them frequently. And we're sitting at the banquet table, at the table. And I am honored with the George Card Award. And I come back after being on stage, come back and sit down. And the next award is the Durward K. McDaniel Award, and Michael Garrett gets that. And it was as big an honor for me to see, we call him my brother from another mother, Michael Garrett, getting the award as it was an honor for me. But I'll always remember the CCB convention and the ACB convention last year. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. So the votes are in and the people have spoken. I don't know. It's always been interesting hearing people say that. Anyway, for the delegate vote, Alice Turner received 79.5. And Chris Gray received 42.5. Congratulations, Alice. Would you like to say something?
Wait, what about the other votes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, I am so sorry.
No
I am
problem.
So sorry. Thank you.
You're doing great.
You are doing great.
I'm sorry. So the individual vote, if my Braille display would behave, that would be great. The individual vote, Chris Gray, 27. Alice Turner, 60. Go ahead, Alice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Guillermo and Jeff and Vivian, for your eloquent words for me. And most importantly, for everyone that I've had the opportunity to work with in CCB, I look forward to doing as much as I can on this wonderful board. And now that I'm retired on June 1st, I'll even have more time. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Alice. It'll be great to work with you. And Chris.
Yes. Well, Alice, congratulations on your retirement. I'm also retired, and I love it. I know you will, too. I know you'll be a great board member of CCB. We'll see how things turn out tonight, but I would look forward to working with you as well. Thank you.
Great. Let's do a door prize.
So we're doing a $25 Target gift card from Bayview Chapter. The winner is Connie Skeen. Congratulations, Connie.
Go, Connie. I feel like we should have this applause soundtrack going now. why don't we do one more?
Sure, why not? So we're going to do $25 Amazon gift card from IDC. The winner is Artis Basin. Congratulations, Artis.
Yay, Artis. All right, and now we will go on to the next contest. The nominating committee has put into nomination the name of Joe Green for Director 2. Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Debbie Mr. Armstrong.
Chairman. Oh, is there a lady first? No.
All right.
Well, Debbie. I think I know what Bob's going to say anyway. I want to nominate Chris Gray for this board position. And I would also like to speak for him if possible.
That is possible.
That's fine, Deb.
Do you, Chris, do you have any other speakers lined up?
No. Who wants to speak for me? Was that Debbie?
Yes.
Oh. No, I'd be delighted for you to speak. Thank you very much.
All right, Debbie. You have 5 minutes.
No, I think I only have 1 minute.
I was going to say, my card for it's 1 minute for Chris and 2 minute or five
oh,
minutes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. For Chris, it's 1 minute. That's absolutely true. Sorry about that.
You may start the timer.
In order. Yes, go for it. Oh, yes. I got to call one more time. Are there any other nominations from the floor? And are there any other nominations from the floor? All right. Go ahead.
Over here, Mr. President.
Sure.
I believe we have the person from the nominating committee.
Oh, and Joe. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Gabe. Joe, who are your speakers?
Joe's are, and then we would go to Chris.
My speakers will be my former past member employee, John Gassman, and former teacher, Connie Bateman.
All right, and how do you want to allot their time?
2.5 minutes each, and John, I'll start with John.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and start with Chris. Well, let's go ahead and start with Debbie.
All right, start the timer, please. You know, I think... Have you started it? I was so glad I didn't have to speak for Chris when Alice was running, because Alice is truly wonderful. She's my chapter president. But I do also want Chris on the board because he has what no one else has mentioned yet, a master's in public administration, which means not only does he have this experience of being ACB president twice and of helping the Missouri Council of the Blind get back on their feet, as a paid executive director, they wouldn't have paid him if they didn't think he knew what he was doing. I mean, we might elect a few people that don't know what they're doing. They're new and we want them to learn, but you're not going to give them a paycheck unless they already have experience. So Chris has both the education, that master's degree, and he has the experience. Guys, we need at least one person on this board who has some education and experience. New people are great. We want new people, but we need also someone with experience.
Good.
All right. So we will go ahead and hear John.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would respectfully ask for votes for Joe Green. I've known Joe for years and years and years. And then long about 2008, he came to work for Disney, which was where I was working at the time. And I ended up training Joe. And I can tell you that he was an excellent hire. And one of the nice things that he did, not only at Disney, but here at CCB, was that he thinks out of the box. And that opportunity has allowed him to experience things in a terrific way, not only as a board member here recently, but also as a member of his own chapter and also as a membership individual with CCB as well. So he's had quite a bit of experience previously and has wonderful ideas in terms of how we can continuously improve for the future. So Joe's an excellent candidate, and you've had him with CCB before, and I think that he would be someone that we should all take a look at very carefully for continuing his good work with CCB. So my thoughts and my wishes are that we elect Joe Green to one of the board positions here at CCB. Thank you very much.
Okay. And Connie Bateman.
And you have 3 minutes and 23 seconds left, Connie.
Thank you, Gabe. Good evening, members of CCB. I'm here to speak in support of Joe Green. I've known Joe Green for about 6 or 7 years. And as long as I've known him, he's always had a desire to be involved in leadership. I'm going to tell you about what Joe has done at the national, state, and local levels. So nationally, he was awarded the first DKM First Timers Award and was able to attend an ACB convention, and he's been back to conventions ever since. He also has done some streaming for ACB Media. On the state level, he has served on the CCB Board of Directors, and he has also served as a director for
Joshua Saunders has left the meeting.
Inclusive Diversity of California. Also at the state level, Joe is co-chairs the membership committee and always encourages members to speak out, have their voices heard, and get involved in the CCB. Locally, he is a member of the ACB Capital Chapter, California Council of the Blind. He chairs the technology committee in our chapter.
Joshua Saunders has joined the meeting.
And he also is very involved in our technology coffee break group, which meets the second Saturday of each month. And he's always available to help people with any kind of technology issues. Also locally,
has joined the meeting.
I have been in a theater group with Joe. We have performed in a group called Inner Vision Theater, which is part of the Short Repertory Theater. And last year, we performed a play that had to do with climate change and emergency preparedness called Eye of the Storm. So I would really highly encourage you to vote for Joe Green, and because I think that he should continue serving on the board and continue doing the good work that he has been doing. Thank you very much.
All right. So at this time, it is time to go ahead and begin the voting process again. For those of you who have left emails on the convention mailbox, your vote is invalid. You need to text or call your votes in. If you have lost your number, that number is 3967. Again, 3967. Go ahead and either call or text your votes. All right. So let's do ACB Capital, Active Blind, Bayview, Braille Revival. So ACB Capital Chapter, 9 votes.
9 votes, Gray.
9 votes, Gray. Active Blind, Inland Valleys.
5 votes, Gray.
Okay. 5 votes, Gray. Bayview Chapter, 5 votes.
4 votes, Joe Green, and 1 for Chris Gray.
4 green, 1 gray. Let's get on deck. California Alliance of Aging and Vision Loss, California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and California Diabetics in Action.
5 votes, Gray.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Christy.
And say your chapter, please.
Sorry. California Diabetics in Action.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Uh-huh. Can you repeat?
And we're going actually 5 votes, Gray. Yes, thank you. 5 votes, Gray. And please wait your turn to be called. Thank you.
You called me.
I didn't call you yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mr. President, I inadvertently voted incorrectly. I apologize profusely. It's a long day for me, too, with all the text messages.
Okay.
I'm intended to vote 9 votes green. My apologies again to everyone.
Well, 9 votes green.
Thank you.
Okay. Braille Revival League of California.
4 votes green, 1 vote gray.
4 votes green, 1 vote gray.
Mr. President, can you repeat that chapter affiliate name you just mentioned that voted?
Braille Revival League.
Thank you. I just want to make sure we're back in order.
Thank you. Please wait to be called on. That really helps with the ordering order process here.
I apologize.
Not a problem. California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, 5 votes.
3 votes green, 2 votes gray.
3 green, 2 gray. Okay. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
4 votes. 4 votes gray, 1 vote green.
4 votes gray, 1 vote green. And just to be sure, California Diabetics in Action.
5 votes, Gray.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we will have, just to be queued up, California Library Users, Contra Costa, Fresno, and Glendale Burbank. So we will start with California Library Users, 5 votes.
2 votes, Gray. 3 votes, Green.
2 votes, Gray. 3 votes green.
Thank you.
Contra Costa Chapter.
4 gray and 1 green.
4 gray, 1 green. Fresno chapter.
Fresno chapter, 5 Joe Green.
5 green. Okay. Glendale Burbank.
Yes. 5 votes. 5 votes. This is Denise Albritton, Glendale Burbank. 5 votes for Chris Gray, please. Thank you.
5 gray. So we will have Golden State, Greater Bakersfield, Greater Los Angeles, and High Desert on deck.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Can Lisa? I ask for a clarification? There's been a lot of feedback. Can I ask for the Braille Revival League of California vote again, please?
Okay. Who is the delegate? Susan, can you give your vote? Braille Revival League?
4 votes green, 1 vote gray.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure I had it right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Golden State Guide Dogs. 5 votes.
3 green, 2 gray.
3 green, 2 gray. Okay. Greater Bakersfield. 5 votes.
5 Joe.
5 green. Greater Los Angeles. 5 votes.
Greater Los Angeles chapter. Yes, 4 votes for Joe Green and 1 vote for Chris Gray.
4 green, 1 gray. High Desert chapter. 6 High Desert votes.
Vote 6 votes for Chris Gray.
6 gray. So we have IDC, Orange County, San Bernardino, and San Diego. Inclusive Diversity of California, 5 votes.
4.5 for Joe Green, 0.5 for Chris Gray.
4.5 green, 0.5 gray. Orange County chapter,
5 Orange votes. County votes, 4 votes for Joe Green, 1 for Chris Gray.
4 green, 1 gray. San Bernardino chapter, 6 votes. 6 votes. Okay, we'll come back. San Diego Braille Club, 6 votes.
4 gray, 2 green.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
4 gray, 2 green.
4 gray, 2 green. San Francisco, San Gabriel, and Silicon Valley. Don't want to skip anybody. San Francisco. And 8 votes.
I just got back in time. 5 green, 3 gray.
5 green, 3 gray.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
San Gabriel Valley, 5 votes.
5 votes for Chris Green.
5 votes. Chris, you kind of confused it there. Chris Green. You said Chris Green.
Sorry.
So.
Gray.
Chris Gray. Okay. 5 votes. Gray. What a way to combine them, though. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. 13 votes.
Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. 13 for Joe Gray. Joe Green.
13 green. And that concludes the delegate vote. And continue voting. We'll continue collecting the member votes. And if we could begin the 2-minute countdown.
When the stream ends.
When the stream ends, yes.
Yeah, we're waiting for the stream, right?
Right, yeah.
Mr. Chair, are you taking raised hands? Because we have a few.
We are, yes.
Okay. Margie, you're up first.
I'm corny. This is a very colorful election with green and gray.
I was thinking of, I wonder, the mix is kind of interesting, yes.
Hey, next we have 916 ending in 307.
Gene.
Hi, this is Gene Lozano. And we talk about bringing in young people into the organization and how we'll, the more senior group need to be more understanding and patient. And I have a good example of way back how incredible the ACB leadership was in 1976 when we were in Little Rock, Arkansas. Floyd Qualls was the president, and I was the delegate for the National Alliance of Blind Students. And any of you that were there, there was no air conditioning in the room. It was over 95 degrees, hot and humid in that room. And it was the elections, and it was the last day, and at 5 noon, we were supposed to leave. After all the votes were completed, everyone was impatient, ready to get back on, get home. And so when it came to vote, and I don't remember exactly what office it was, but it was the very last one. And our president, Andrew Woods of the NABS, told me I was only supposed to vote for one person. And at that time on this vote, Andrew decided to go and have lunch, figuring it was going to be over with and that'd be it. I gave the vote, and Charles Glazer, who was a member of the group, contested the vote that I was giving. And we went, Floyd Quill said, would you like to work this out? And then we'll come back to you. And he did that. There were four times Charles contested it. And then finally, I had to turn to, and Floyd says, would the students please let us go home? Just give us a vote. And I remember turning to Charles, and I said, this is not the time, Charles. We only got three votes. Let's just go ahead. Let me give the vote. Gave it. That was the end. And Floyd said, everyone, let's give applause to the students that we are finished. And then somebody made the motion that the convention was closed. That just was demonstrated the organization's patience and understanding that we all needed to learn, young people. And, you know, we'd go into that. And the last little story was...
Mr. President, hold on, Gene. We've gone way over the 2 minutes. So I let's give one more minute to... And then call the vote.
Yeah, the stream is ending.
Sorry.
Okay. So the I believe it was before the merger, it was Associated Blind of California. And we were we had a convention in San Diego. Oh, Laura Miller came to our convention to talk. And San Diego decided they didn't want to put a hospitality room on. And he said, how can we possibly have a convention without a hospitality room? And Oral said, I got $100. He said, and we got a volunteer. And he told me and a student, Katie Bunnell, okay, you're in charge of the hospitality room. I'm going to get the word out. And we put it on. And I was assigned being bartender. I never put any drinks together. And Manu Reyna comes up and he says, I want to bourbon and Coke, and I made it to him. He took one sip, and he grabbed the counter and said, "Oh, my goodness, what did you give me, pure bourbon?" He said, "This is the best I've ever had." And he said, "Boy, I'm going to buy more drinks if you're making them this strong." And so that's it, my story. Thank you.
Okay, so I think we are past our 2 minutes.
Well past.
Easy.
Yeah. And I apologize. I never heard a confirmation that the stream had ended.
Yes, we didn't hear that confirmation. So, Larry, if you could give us that, that would be great.
So I never started a timer. My apologies, so, y'all.
It's okay. So we will now go ahead and call for the vote. All right. So while that is going on, any more hands?
I just lowered one. Andrea had her hand and I thought we were done. And Dan?
No, we're good. Andrea and who else?
Well, now we have Dan and then Donna, and Andrea has not raised her hand again. So,
okay.
I thought you lowered it because you wanted me to talk.
Well, yeah, let's go ahead.
Mine's quick, Guillermo.
Go ahead.
Give it, just let me go. I was privileged to go to Reno twice, once in 2011, once in 2017. And we saw something in that hotel we will never see again, because that hotel's been sold. For those of you who lovingly remember Donna's Quagga's Nugget, and how in 2017, I think it was, it only happened once, and I think it was the last time I was there, Mr. Esquaga himself came and spoke to the general session and thanked us for coming to his hotel and told us how happy he was that we were there, and that had never happened before. And in these days of big corporations, it'll never happen again.
All right. So let's go with Dan.
I had just started working for CCB back in 99, and I became the convention chair for the Beverly Garland Hotel. And that was, well, I never offered to do another convention again. Because that hotel, first the water was out, the water system went out, the restaurant went on strike, we had our own members waiting on tables, and Saturday night, nobody could sleep because the rave party was going on in some particular banquet room or something, and the paddy wagons came at 2 in the morning and hauled a bunch of people away. So that was my interesting experience at the Beverly Garland, and they did close down, thank God.
It's good to hear you on here, Dan.
Thank you.
Yes, it sure is.
And next up, we have Donna.
Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, everyone. So I will share that one of my just really neat memories is that I am married to this wonderful sneaky man that I love very much. We love the auctions. We have a good time, very spirited. At the ACB convention, we bid on a trip, and we won the trip. And it was at the beginning of, you know, the times when the auctions were first starting. So we go over our finances every month together. So both of us know exactly what's in our accounts and all that good stuff. Mitch received a call when I was not here from the ACB office. And they said, "I'm sorry, I have to tell you, and we apologize for the mistake, but the item that you and Donna won is a trip that will expire within the month. And so, you know, we're really sorry, and because we wouldn't have been able to go in a month." And Mitch is like, "Well," he says, "I know what I want to do." And of course, as I said, I wasn't here. But he told them, he said, "Let's buy Donna a life membership in the American Council of the Blind. And will surprise her. So when we went to that convention, they were doing the life memberships, and I love the life memberships. I love them. And all of a sudden, they called my name. And I was just in tears. I was so surprised. I had no idea how that sneaky man managed to get that past me, because, you know, it's a nice chunk of change to get a life membership in ACB. And, you know, it was just one of the most special memories to me that him and the ACB staff surprised me with a life membership in the American Council of the Blind. And nobody told. I had no idea. And it was just so special. And I don't remember the year. I have to look at the certificate. I have to look at the plaque. But I remember what I was wearing, because it was hot and I was wearing a real nice dress, but I was wearing sandals without, you know, any hose or anything like that. So I was just, oh, it was so special. And he just shocked me. And that's just one of my special memories of several. So thank you for hearing me.
Not a problem. And we do have results. Okay. So looking at the delegate vote, Joe Green, 70.5. Chris Gray, 51.5. As far as the individual vote, Chris Gray, 38, and Joe Green, 40. Congratulations, Joe.
Well, I just want to say, number one, thank you to the membership for voting me in. Also, I want to thank you too, Chris, for going against me. I always encourage everyone to run for seats. You guys, all of the membership is the only one that can make change in this organization. Thank you.
Chris.
Well, Joe, congratulations. Absolutely. Good victory. And you're welcome. And we'll just see what happens down the road. So take care and good luck.
All right. I don't know, Madam Treasurer, what do you want to do here? Do we have any more for tonight? Do we have a couple more? What's your say?
I have more for tonight. Why don't we do two more?
Let's do it.
Okay. So first one, we're going to do a $25 Target gift card from San Francisco chapter. And the winner is Penny the Fifth, Penny Valdivinos. Congratulations, Penny.
She's never going to let that name go down, that's for sure. Congratulations, Penny. Let's do a couple more, Lisa.
Okay. Let's do $25 Starbucks card. And this one is going to be from CCB, the state. Go ahead and let's do a little shuffle real quick. There we go. And the winner is Andy Barocco. Congratulations, Andy.
Ah, good.
Yeah, he hurt himself. I'm his wife.
Oh man!
To quote Sarah, I know that guy.
He heard it though.
Yep. Okay, Sarah, if you're listening, we need that clip. Anyway, go ahead.
And she is listening.
And she is listening, yes.
At least as of a few minutes ago.
Yes, exactly. All right, so we've done two, three?
We did two. Want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. So we'll do a $25. Let's do Amazon.
All right.
And this one is going to be from Contra Costa. And the winner is Lori Van Allen. Congratulations, Lori.
Yay, Lori. All right, people.
That is funny. She's one of our Contra Costa chapter members.
Yay.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. That is really cool. All right. So we're going on to the next election. The nominating committee has put into nomination for the Director 3 position the name of Linda Samulski. Do I hear any nominations from the floor? Do I hear any nominations from the floor?
Debbie Armstrong.
Debbie.
I nominate Chris Gray again. Actually, I thought Bob Acosta was going to do it this time.
Debbie, thank you very much. I so appreciate it. Don't give up on me yet. I'm not done.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to let this seat pass.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Go ahead.
I'd like to move that nominations be closed and that Linda be elected by acclamation.
Second.
Great.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All those opposed to the nomination of Linda Samulski, please signify by raising your hand.
I have no raised hands.
All right, then, Linda Samulski, congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. I'm very humbled and I'm very amazed. You know, I actually had been asked to run and I at first said no. And then I started realizing that I think that I can help this board, especially with coming together. I'm open to listening to all members and their ideas. I love to research things, so if you tell me something, I'm going to look it up. You may be right, you may be wrong. I may be right or I may be wrong, but I humbly thank you so much, and I will be the best board member I can be to help CCB with all the things that are going on, and to also celebrate the victories that we have as they come along. So thank you so much.
Linda, congratulations again, and believe me, I will put you to work researching. You shouldn't have said anything. Always could use good researchers. So.
I love definitely. Research. I love right. looking up stuff.
Good, good, good.
Thank you.
Well, good. Moving right along, the nominating committee has put forth the name of Pamela Hill Metz for the position of board seat 4. Do I hear any nominations from the floor? Do I hear any nominations from the floor? And for one final time, do I hear any nominations from the floor?
Mr. President?
Margie,
thank you. I move that nominations be closed and that we elect Pamela Metz by acclamation.
Do I have a second?
I wasn't fast enough. Okay.
Christy, seconds.
All right. All those opposed to the nomination of Miss Pam, please signify by raising your hand.
There are no raised hands, Mr. Ooh. Chair.
Miss Pam, congratulations. Would you like to say something?
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you. Oh, my goodness, I had to take a deep breath. You know how your heart felt like it was in your throat last night?
Exactly.
Yeah that's where mine was right now. Thank you, guys. I really, really appreciate it. I will continue to try to work hard and listen and put my listening skills to work. And yeah, Guillermo, I really would like to do a little bit more work on the board than I actually do now. Please.
We will put you to work.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You guys all have a great evening.
Great. Congratulations once again. And for the last and final vote of the evening, aren't you guys glad we're not staying up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning for elections?
What if I said no?
Yes.
So for the final board seat, Director 5, the nominating committee has put forth the name of Joshua Saunders.
Margie? I would like to nominate Chris Gray.
Oh, good. You got it.
Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay. Chris Gray, who is going to be your speaker?
My speaker will be Christy Crespin.
Okay, Christy Crespin. And Josh, who are going to be your speakers?
My speakers are going to be Regina and Lisa Cushman. And the time will be equal.
Okay. So, Regina and Lisa Cushman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go with Chris's speaker first.
Of course.
With 1 minute.
Okay. I go?
Go.
Okay. Chris Gray needs to be on this board. We need his expertise. We need his energy. We need his talent. And we need his education. We need to get out of this hole that we're in so that we can move forward and continue growing and be the great organization that we can be. Chris has helped several organizations get back their nonprofit status. We need Chris on the board. Please, please. I know, Josh, you're a wonderful man, but we need Chris on the board. Please vote for Chris. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to start with Josh, a speaker.
Sir, Mr. President, did Josh say his speakers are going to be even?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Josh, we'll start with your first speaker.
Lisa Cushman.
Okay.
I will give a 30-second warning when you're closing in on 2.5. And second speaker when you're at the end, and I'll start the timer when you start speaking.
Are you ready for me?
Go for
whenever
it.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Joshua obtained his bachelor's degree from University of California, Berkeley, and he obtained his law degree from Golden Gate University. He is a lawyer with an active law license. Josh has been one of my best friends for over 20 years, and tonight I want to talk to you about his character. Josh is one of the fairest people I know. If you overpay your share of a meal or an Uber, Josh will let you know right away and he will return the money without you even asking, within most likely within the hour. On the flip side, if you owe him exactly $11.03, he'll tell you precisely that, no more, no less. And he'll never try to take something that is not his. When you're in a financial arrangement with Josh and costs go up unexpectedly, he'll explain exactly why, clearly and transparently. If Josh makes a financial commitment, he follows through even when he is unhappy with the cost, because he knows that if he does not fulfill his financial commitments, they will fall on other people. Even when he's facing financial challenges himself, Josh never cuts ethical corners or takes advantage of others. Josh is one of the few people I know who is both balanced and passionate. He is a direct communicator with a high level of emotional intelligence. Josh advocates for himself and the causes he believes in with clarity, respect, and focuses on the issues, not on personalities. If he's upset, he'll tell you exactly how he feels and why without resorting to personal attacks. In advocacy settings, Josh is both firm and respectful. He never jeopardizes relationships with politicians or service providers by going off topic or getting tangential or personal. Josh also has the impulse control not to take his frustration about injustice out on other people. For instance, if Josh was displeased with a legislator based on a particular vote that hurt people with disabilities, Josh would still treat the legislator's receptionist and staff. Okay, you're done with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready, Gabe.
I'm ready when you are.
This organization says they need new blood. And we're always saying we need to encourage people who are younger. We need to start growing the organization and bringing in members that are younger. And Joshua is overly qualified as far as being educated in the law and using that law degree in many different ways. He also is humble, and he has advocated tirelessly with the SSI coalition. He's helped me. He doesn't care if he's behind the scenes or he's out there in front. He has the same commitment. He also is honest, and he can speak up when he disagrees, which is good, but he does it in a way that doesn't alienate other people. He has a way of talking to people that allows them to retain their respect, even if there's a disagreement or a debate. He's also very diligent. If he says he's going to do something, he does it. He works hard. And again, I don't think it's a contest between qualifications. I think it's a contest between who can bring people together and giving younger people a chance to lead this organization. If we don't do that, what we're going to do is have too many people that are older, and this organization will not grow. We have to take a chance. And Joshua is not even risky. He's a good bet. He has served the governmental affairs well. I've worked with him, and he is good at what he does, and he'll tell you if he needs to research something or find out something or turn to someone else. He doesn't feel that he's the last word on everything, and he doesn't think it's all about him. He knows how to be a part of a team effort. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Regina. So we will now begin to open the votes for this contest. And I am going to repeat this one more time, because either I don't speak English or I'm just not being understood. The votes that are being cast by email do not count. So please text your vote or call it in. All right. So go ahead and begin your vote. If you need any help, 3967. Again, that number, 3967. All right. So we will now begin the delegate vote. On Doc is actually, let's see how ready you guys are. We're not doing that. So let's begin with ACB Capital Chapter. 9 votes.
ACB Capital Chapter wants to give 9 votes to Joshua Saunders.
9 votes, Saunders. Active Blind Inland Valley, 5 votes.
5 votes, Chris Gray.
5 votes, Chris Gray. Okay. Bayview Chapter.
5 votes, Josh Saunders.
5 votes, Saunders. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes.
5 votes, Joshua Saunders.
5, Saunders. California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, 5 votes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here.
Hang on a second. California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss?
Oh, yeah, that's not me.
5 votes.
I'm coming, Mom.
Frank Welty here, sorry. Okay, 2 votes for Chris Gray, 3 votes for Joshua Saunders.
2 Gray, 3 Saunders. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
That's
5
it.
Votes.
That's me. 4 votes, Chris Gray, 1 Josh.
Trying to throw me off, Ed. All right. California Diabetics in Action, 5 votes.
4 votes, Gray. Oops. Yeah. 4 votes, Gray. 1 vote, Saunders.
4 Gray, 1 Saunders. California Library Users of America, 5 votes.
2 Gray, 3 Saunders.
You were going for the wrong buttons.
2 Gray, 3 Saunders. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes.
Five votes for...
Do you want your pill now, or you
yeah, good? I want
your pill. If you could please mute. Thank you. Go ahead, Contra Costa.
5 votes for Saunders.
5 votes, Saunders. CCB Fresno Chapter, 5 votes.
CCB Fresno, 5 votes, Saunders. Burp Saunders, sorry.
I do it too. 5 votes, Saunders. Glendale Burbank, 5 votes.
This is Denise Albritton, Glendale Burbank Chapter, 5 votes for Chris Gray.
5 votes, Gray. Golden State Guide Dogs, 5 votes.
4 votes, Saunders, 1 vote, Gray.
4 Saunders, 1 Gray. Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, 5 votes.
4 Saunders, 1 Gray.
4 Saunders, 1 Gray. Greater Los Angeles, 5 votes.
Greater Los Angeles Chapter votes 4 votes for Josh Saunders, 1 vote for Chris Gray.
4 Saunders, 1 Gray. High Desert Chapter, 6 votes.
6 votes for Chris Gray.
6 Gray. Inclusive Diversity of California, 5 votes.
5 votes for Joshua Saunders.
5 Saunders. Orange County Chapter, 5 votes.
4 votes, Chris Gray, 1 vote for Joshua Saunders.
4 Gray, 1 Saunders. San Bernardino Chapter, 6 votes. San Bernardino chapter, 6 votes. Okay, we'll come back. San Diego Braille Club, 6 votes.
San Diego Braille Club votes, 6 votes, Chris Gray.
6, Gray. San Francisco chapter, 8 votes.
4 votes, Gray. 4 votes, Saunders.
4 Gray, 4 Saunders. San Gabriel Valley chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes for Chris Gray.
5, Gray. Silicon Valley, 13 votes.
Silicon Valley, 13 votes for Saunders.
13 votes, Saunders. And that concludes the delegate count. We will wait. We will wait to get confirmation from the stream. And Allison, do we have any hands up?
We do. Okay, Connie Bateman.
Go ahead, Connie.
So I joined CCB as a student, and I'm a senior now, and so that means I join. I
need in high school.
No, college. College. So I knew people like Leslie Tom, Margie Donovan. And so one of my fondest memories is I won a CCB scholarship. And so I went to the banquet so that I could go up and receive that award. And Bob Acosta was president. And I remember him saying, my maiden name was Chen. I wasn't married yet. It was Connie Chen, C-H-E-N. And I remember Bob Acosta saying, yes, this is Connie Chen. She's one of the students, and she's one of us. So that's I have a really fond memory of that, working with Bob. And I used to bring my high school students to the conventions, and we'd get together, and Bob would come to our meeting, and he'd say things like, you need to know where you came from, and you have a proud legacy. And, you know, every time
just
Bob
talks. Can I say the vote is over on the stream? So start the timer. Go ahead, Connie.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
So anyway, every time Bob talks, you want to hear, you know, America the Beautiful in the background or something. So anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Right. Next up, we have Sheila Gunn.
Just barely. I have a bittersweet one. It's not a memory like this, but I'm proud of Dirk Neihardt. And the reason I'm proud of Dirk Neihardt is he's still living in Berkeley. I don't know if he's been at virtual conventions lately. I've sort of kept track, but I'm not at every session. But he's always the one who would thank the hotel staff. And he was always the one to make sure that the volunteers got thanked. And he's getting older now. He says he's 77. But the reason I'm mentioning this is that there's a Berkeley Rides thing in Berkeley that gives people vouchers for taxis and other transportations. And we're having to fight for it. But Dirk was quoted in that article. And I will figure out a way. Maybe I'll send it to who should I send the link for the article to? It's in the Berkeley Side. It's a free newspaper, so it's accessible. It has ads, but they're not obnoxious. And so people can read it if they're interested.
Neela, it's Andrea. Send it to me and I'll take care of it.
Oh, yeah. Put it in the courier. All right.
I'll figure it out.
Thank I like you. It. All right. Thanks.
Next raised hand is David Mandel.
Hello, Guillermo, everybody. I want to share a memory of two amazing, brilliant advocates who are no longer with us. They fought like cats.
We're 2 minutes. Sorry, David.
Oh, sorry.
No, they fought. I just wanted to let Guillermo know we're two.
Should I go on? Okay. They were wonderful advocates. They were in the same chapter, my San Francisco chapter. They fought with each other like cats because they had different ways of advocating, but they were brilliant. I'm talking about Jewel McGinnis and Winifred Downing. And I have to tell you that if it wasn't for Jewel, we would not have the kind of transportation in San Francisco that we now have. She advocated for same-day paratransit. They had a very robust taxi service along with their ADA paratransit. But she also advocated for Muni, that's our bus service, announcements. And she did a lot of other things. And she was able to convince the director of accessible services that we blind people knew what we were talking about. And she was fantastic. Winifred was involved with the library. And she fought to preserve and keep and improve the library for the blind in San Francisco. And we now have an amazing library for the blind. Unfortunately, she's not here to enjoy it. But I just have to tell you that because of CCB, we have had so many people make such tremendous accomplishments. And I want to see it continue to live on. Thank you.
And Mr. President, we have no more raised hands at this time. Oh, now we have one. Donna.
Well, I'll share a quick memory of resolutions. I used to serve on CCB's Resolutions Committee. And David, you reminded me, and Sheila, you reminded me of Wynn and Dirk. And you know, it was exhausting. We'd be in resolutions until, you know, 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, you know, at a convention. Oh, and one night we got real punchy and, you know, Wynn was like, you know, we're going wordsmithing and everything. And you know, we were just getting exhausted and, you know, Wynn's like, well, we need to finish. And then Dirk says, well, maybe they're hungry and maybe they'll focus after they eat. And we're going, well, yeah, but, you know, hospitality's closed and where are we going to go and get food? So Dirk digs and Wynn, of course, goes, oh, my God, we just need to do what we need to do and get these done. And Dirk says, well, I have something in here that we all could share. And he gets in his backpack and he has this freshly wrapped salami. And he says, I don't have a knife, but if anybody has a knife, let's all just take a break and share the salami. And get everybody a little something in their stomach, and then we could get back to work. And so we all passed around the salami because, of course, we were in a hotel, so we ended up finding a knife somewhere. I don't remember who went foraging for it. And, you know, the salami was sliced up, and we all shared it and everything. And Wynn was just going, oh, my God, we just need to get back to work. Oh, it was great. It was wonderful. So we all partook in the salami and, you know, got a little something in our tummies at like maybe 2 or 3 in the morning because hospitality was closed. And we got to work with resolutions. So for that convention, we all would chuckle every time we'd see each other and have memories of the salami.
Can I ask you what that has to do with the election?
It was great. Thank you.
All right, next up is Deborah.
All right. I know it'll be soon to have the vote count. So let me tell you about Ann Sylvia. I hadn't seen her in years, and I went to a CCB convention, and there she was with GDUC, which was the Guide Dog Users of California. But it was so great to see her because I got to tell the story to everybody about how we became roommates. She had moved to Berkeley from Garberville, and I needed to find a cheaper apartment. And so we were both apartment hunting, and we showed up at this apartment at the same time. Well, you know how there are people who just don't listen?
Well, the landlord was like that. He didn't listen. He saw two blind ladies who didn't know each other, and he rented the apartment to both of us. And we kept saying, we don't know each other. I don't know this woman. He said, it's yours. Which bedroom do you want? And we were like, we don't know each other. But then she said, you know what? I really need an apartment. And I said, you know what? I really need an apartment. So we decided to become roommates on the spot, and we became inseparable friends. And I introduced her to Dan Kaiser. And yeah, it was great. And so when I saw her at CCB 10 years later, that was wonderful. I'm back on mute.
All right. Next up is Margie.
Whatever happened to Aunt Sylvia, by the way?
Well, it's been there 10 years and I haven't seen her, so I don't know.
Yeah, wow. Margie, go ahead. Actually, Margie, I'm going to cut you off because I have just gotten the results of the election. So, the envelope, please. For the delegate vote.
We need a tearing, paper tearing sound.
I know, we really do. For the delegate vote for Director 5, Joshua Saunders, 72, Chris Gray, 50. For the individual vote, we have a tie, 38. So I'm going to need some guidance here.
So what happens?
What's the total on the two on the totals? Like, what's the total if you add the delegate?
Yeah, it's
and
a total
the,
vote.
Yeah. So the total, you add the total of the delegate and the individual votes and go off of that.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Jeremy's like, dang it, now I have to do math.
Give me 1 second. So you add.
If the delegate vote was a tie, then it's probably going to be whoever won the individual vote.
So
it's the other way around. The individual vote was a tie.
Yeah, the individual vote was a tie, and then the delegate vote was Josh leading.
Yeah, so that tells me that Josh is our winner.
Our winner.
I'll save you some math.
Yeah. Congratulations, Josh. I'll have you say a few words if you'd like.
Thank you so much. This is actually a really pleasant surprise, and I'm just really happy to be part of this board coming up. And I'm just actually really happy to see so much energy in the elections overall this time. So, and I also wanted to thank Chris for being part of it and running against me.
All right, Chris, anything you'd like to say?
Yeah. Congratulations, Josh. You're welcome. I ran a hard fight tonight. But I do believe in the democratic process. Whether I win or lose is not the important thing. The democracy in CCB is important. And I've always said to people, if you're not ready to lose, don't run. It's the way it's going to be. But I want to say something to CCB before I mute myself again. If this organization does not have the spine, the strength, the will, the courage to face the fact that you're on the brink of failure, you will fail. You're failing now. Don't you get that? Don't you see that your affiliates are being strangled, your chapters? They can't raise money because of CCB. I've offered to help over and over again. I offered to help as a board member. That has never been accepted. It's not easy to get your 501c3 back, especially if you're in the situation that CCB is in. My offer still stands, and if you don't do it soon, there will be no CCB. and you will be no board members of anything because there'll be nothing there to be a board member of. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. So, you know, let's start working together to fix the important things. And the most important thing for CCB is the money. So, sorry to end on a slightly negative note, but it's not really negative. It can be a positive if you make it a positive, but you have to do it. You have to want to do it. I didn't see that here tonight. So I'm with you. I've been in CCB. I've joined in 1983. I did have a hiatus in Missouri, of course, but I've been here since 1983. I'll do whatever I can to help the organization, but you have to want to help yourselves. Thank you.
I will respond. Chris, I appreciate your sentiment. You and I will definitely have some conversations. And I urge you, because throughout your campaign, I have heard you say that you've helped people, that you've gotten the Missouri Council out of nonprofit, you know, out of the status that they were in, that you brought back their nonprofit status. I would like to see a plan of action. So once I see a plan of action from you, we'll have a good conversation as to how we should proceed.
Gabe, you will not see a plan of action from me.
I'd like to hear ideas of how to bring this chapter back. So you and I, it's fine. But we're going to go and have this conversation, and we'll work together. Thank you.
I'm willing to participate.
All right. So before we dismiss, I'd like to bring up Andrea to talk about the events for tomorrow.
Mr. Chair, you have a couple of raised hands.
I'll recognize them.
Okay, Leslie, you're up first, and then Regina.
Okay, I just wanted to say that Ann Sylvia, just a point of information, is a member of ACB Capital Chapter.
Oh, great. Any other hands?
Regina, you might go ahead and talk.
Great minds think alike, and that's what I was going to tell everybody. And she participates quite frequently and a great member of our chapter. And yeah, I just wanted to make that clear and thank everybody. And thank you, Guillermo. You have been great, a trooper. And this was not an easy election to chair. It's like being thrown in the deep end. So I commend you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you can swim.
Well, I will. I could say something, but I won't. But yes, Andrea, if you would give us a rundown of what we're expecting tomorrow.
Oh, she's not here.
She's not. No. Well, I will give you a brief overview. We do have a panel on AI. Actually, we'll be hearing from our ACB director, and we'll be hearing from the blind history lady, just giving us some really interesting information about history. We have a great AI panel.
Is he the NFB president on the program?
Yes, you did. So we hope to see him as well. So there's a lot of good surprises. We have some awards at the banquet, and we have just a few little surprises in store. So for you sports fans, you might want to tune into this because we have a really interesting and innovative piece of technology that we want to share with you. So anyway, I really want to thank all of you for your support the past few days. And thank you for just bearing with me as I try to find my footing in all of this and rest up. We stand in recess until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.